Hello, this is Pastor Jay with your word for today. Someone asked me about sin, and I remember Paul said, I am the chief of sinners, and at times I feel like I'm worse than Paul. Yes, I feel like I've done things and may do some things that's worse than Paul, but you know what sin is? Sin is self-indulging narcissism. Yes, it is. It's all about self. It's never about anybody else, and we love to tell about other people's sin, but we need to tell on ourselves. T-E-L-L. Turn from the sin, endure the consequences, or maybe even the punishment from sin. Learn from it so we don't go back, and go ahead and live life, because Jesus died and covered for all of your sins. So don't worry about it. Just tell. Turn, endure, learn, and live. This is Pastor Jay. Peace. Do me a favor. Hit the thumbs up button, like, subscribe, and share. And I'll see you on the other side. Peace. Hello, this is Pastor Jay with your word for today. Someone asked me, what do you think about church? And I said, some churches have a big footprint, but have a very small imprint. I'll let you think about that. This is Pastor Jay. Peace. Hello, this is Pastor Jay with your word for today. The law is holy and righteous, and I am not, and it gives upon me the pronouncement of death, because I can't keep it, you can't either. But I have the solution. But God, who is rich and merciful, and gave us his son Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for our law breaking with his righteousness, and became the propitiation for our sins. That means the mercy seat, the righteousness of God, took our place on the cross and paid our sin debt. And now we can walk in the power of the resurrection, not being burdened by the law and its requirements, but being set free by the power of God. By grace through faith we have been saved, which is a free gift. It's not of our own, that no man should boast. You think about that. Pastor Jay, peace. Hello, this is Pastor Jay with your word for today. In the crowd that you may be running with, there's someone that's in pain, that's hurting, that's going through, and they're keeping a good face, but they're hurting on the inside. They've prayed, they've cried, they sought help, but it seems as if nothing is working. But I want to tell you, there is hope. Hope in Jesus Christ, because today, God has heard your prayer. God hears you. His son has died, that there's no separation between him and his love for you. And today, he's heard your prayer. Weeping has endured for the night, but now the joy of the Lord is upon you. This is Pastor Jay. Peace.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. Church Hurt is real. We would like to hear your story to help others who have been abused in church. Only when we speak up can we begin to heal from the pain. Please send your story confidentially to the email witmin@yahoo.com.